This is Andy Karsh from Karsh's Catering and Zenwok Fusion in the Tower District. You've asked me to combine a little bit of Hanukkah meal with a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
All over the internet, people are calling this holiday Thanksgivica.
The most common thing for Hanukkah would be latkes. We're going to do some sweet potato latkes.
Those are fried potato pancakes. On Thanksgivica, you can eat them in the place of mashed potatoes.
And then I thought, well, brisket, and then there's turkey for Thanksgiving. So the entree is going to be what I'm calling, and I'm hoping I'm original on this, is a turskit. So it is a kind of on the lines of a turducken, but it'll be a turkey stuffed with a roasted brisket.
Brisket is a really popular holiday food for Jewish people. A cheap kosher cut of brisket can be cooked long and slow and can be really delicious.
It's pretty easy, but it is very time consuming. If anybody's cooked a brisket before, it takes hours.
But I told Andy, you know, that's okay because these two holidays aren't going to overlap again for another 70,000 years or so.
Instead of chicken soup and matzo balls, I'm making turkey soup and matzo balls.
Those are traditional foods for Passover, which occurs in the spring. But Andy Karsh and I'm sure many other families like to eat matzo balls at every Jewish holiday.
And then we're going to do, now if it was Hanukkah, it'd be called tzimis, but for Thanksgiving, I guess we'll just call them glazed carrots and raisins and onions. And so, with that, let's start cooking. Okay, we're going to start with the glazed carrots. We'll chop them on a bias, about a quarter to a half inch thick. Put them into a pan with some butter. We'll just let that start cooking here a little bit. What we're going to add is going to be brown sugar, salt, and just regular table grind black pepper.
You might notice that Andy isn't using any measurements. That's because these recipes are handed down from generation to generation.
So we're going to add our onions now. Get the onions to saute up and become a little translucent. And you can add our brown sugar. And if you don't like to use sugar, you can substitute honey. We want the sugar to melt down and really get that caramelized and glaze the carrot. So, let's add our raisin. Flip those around a little bit. We're gonna turn the heat off on those and just kind of let them sit while we're doing the other stuff, and they'll finish in the pan.
Now it's time for the matzo balls.
So, let's crack a couple eggs here. Lightly beat them up, mixed up, half a cup of matzo meal. Into my turkey soup, I grabbed a little stock here and mix it in. And just mix it till it's all nice and moist. I want the egg and the oil and the stock and everything to kind of marry a little bit and really moisten up that matzo meal. I don't want just the outer part of it.
We'll come back to the matzo balls in a minute. But first, let's move on to the latkes.
For the sweet potatoes ones, we're going to rough cut some onion here. So we're just going to mash these up, but we'll use our food processor first. I put in just a little bit of fresh garlic. My mom doesn't even know that I do that, really. But my feeling is if you're not cooking with garlic, you're just not cooking. We're going to crack a couple eggs just as a binder, a little kosher salt, and just a touch of pepper just for flavor. And then back to our matzo meal. Just a little bit, and this is just going to help bind it and hold it together and give it that smooth, pancakey texture to it.
Making latkes brings Andy back to his childhood and reminds him of something that his mother and many Jewish mothers say.
This is what the way my family has done it for you. We've always put them in a food processor. And before food processors, you know the little diamond side of a hand grater? When I was a little kid, you know, you do that and scrape your fingers, and of course, you know, it's okay. You're just putting a little bit of love in it, a little of yourself into the food. That's what I was always told, you know. And it was okay to cut yourself. So you can see here, we're just kind of getting this all and nice and smooth. You don't want it real runny. So there's our sweet potato batter for the matzo meal. And I like to let this sit a little bit so that the matzo meal soaks up into there.
While the latke batter is sitting, I mentioned to Andy that what's really neat about these two holidays is that they both have rich family traditions around food.
Being the only Jewish caterer in town, as far as I know, I do most of the bar and bat mitzvahs. I do almost all the cooking for all the events at Temple Beth Israel. Every family has their own traditions and little secret ingredients and whatever. And when I get them, I may change them just a little bit, slightly, to put my own little spin on it.
Now it's time to start cooking the matzo balls.
When you're cooking your matzo balls, I like to make smaller ones, you know, about golf ball size, and just take them, just like making a meatball, and just roll them up and just put them in to your pot. There are two kinds of matzo balls. There are sinkers and there are floaters. My family, for the most part, we all like floaters. The secret is get your water to a boil, add your matzo balls, and then, you know, as you add the cold matzo balls to the water, it's going to cool the water off, which is fine. But bring it back up to just a simmer and cover it. And do not open it until they are done, which can take anywhere from about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe even a little longer, depending on how big you make your matzo balls. Because once you open the lid, it could be over right there, and then boom, they start sinking.
By this time, I'm getting hungry. Finally, it's time to cook the latkes.
Let's get our oil heated up here. What we're going to do here is just get a small scoop and set it in the pan here. We're not deep frying, okay? These don't need to be floating in oil. In fact, you don't want them to float in oil. The edges will start to get white, just like a pancake. I did find with the sweet potatoes, you want to fry on a little lower heat just to make sure that they cook properly. We'll just sit here and watch.
The latkes aren't just tasty. They're also symbolic. I asked Andy to explain the symbolism of fried food and oil for Hanukkah.
When they were rebuilding the temple and light, the Ner Talmid, or the eternal light, there was only enough oil to last one day, but miraculously it lasted for eight until somebody got back with more oil to keep it going. You know, it's all symbolism and remembrance, as most Jewish holidays are. It's all about remembering and tradition.
I wish you could smell this kitchen right now. It, too, brings back memories of both Thanksgiving and Hanukkah.
The smell of a latke is unlike anything else. I mean, during Hanukkah, your whole house smells when you're frying latkes. I like the smell myself because it reminds me of my childhood and it reminds me of Hanukkah.
Now that we're done frying the latkes, it's time for Andy's Thanksgivica creation. It's a turkey brisket hybrid inspired by the turducken.
Our unveiling of the turskit. It's beautiful. I had to do this in 2 days. If you go to a meat market, if you don't want to bone out your own turkey, tell them you're doing a turducken. Then they'll really know what you're doing. So lay that out flat. I roasted my brisket first, cooled it completely, and I made some roasted garlic and green onion mashed potatoes and put that in the turkey. And then I put the brisket on top of it. I just laid the flat part of the brisket into it and then wrapped it up, ready to roast this morning. Next time if I do this again, I would actually shred or at least chop up the brisket first and then wrap the turkey up. You'll get those nice layers and everything. It'll look nice when you slice it.
It's just about time to eat. Andy spoons some gravy on top of my turskit, and my plate is covered with a smattering of beautiful fall colors. If you want to see photos of these dishes and get some tips on how to cook them, visit kvpr.org and check out our slideshow.
I hope some of you people at home try this stuff out. You don't have to be Jewish. You know, it can be fun, especially playing with a turskit. You know, smoke that brisket and then stick it in there. Welcome to Thanksgivica, kind of like Christmaka, only with Thanksgiving.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.